What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Dirty Dirty Sharmutas Selling Their Pussy on 5th Avenue in Playa del Carmen. Now if you guys been watching my past couple of videos, I'm in Playa del Carmen, it's Sunday night, it's almost 2 o'clock now. I told you guys when I made my last video a couple hours ago that I might come back here and show you the dirty, dirty sharmutas who sell their pussy when the bars are letting out. If you guys go that way, that's the ocean. It's at the end of the boardwalk. That's where the ocean is. This is non-alcoholic mojito. I know I sound drunk. I'm just sleepy, guys. So anyways, let's walk up. We're gonna walk up where all the nightclubs are. Now these two nightclubs, guys, they were open a couple of days ago and they were popping. Today being Sunday, Monday, tomorrow's a work day. So some clubs, like these two clubs over here, they're not open on Sundays. The last time I was at this club, you had like a pretty much naked woman dancing up in these places. So let's take a look at all the scantily dressed women and all the simps who are hoping to get laid. Prostitutes over there. See the girl with the purple purse and the other girl standing next to her? That's a prostitute. Those three girls right in front of us looking at us. One, two. See these four girls in front of us where the camera is pointing? They're prostitutes. Yeah, those are prostitutes, guys, selling themselves. As you can see, they're not happy people. It's sad, guys. The way these women are, it's really sad. I just want you guys to look at the 1,000 mile cock stare or 1,000 feet cock stare. Look at this woman. One, two, the one in white over there hiding behind the pole, and the one in the purple over there. The one in purple, guys, reminds me of my ex. So yeah, man, these are prostitutes selling themselves on the side corner. They go for about $200 to $250, which from a lot of people, they tell me that these women are overpriced. Now, obviously, Playa del Carmen has its share of crazy people, as you guys can clearly see right in front of us. So These women out here, guys, who are selling their pussy and shit like that, they're not happy, man. They're making money. I hope this guy beats the shit out of her. If he needs backup, let me know, bro. I'll hold her and you can punch her. It's all good in the hood. So, one of the things we need to start talking about, guys, is that women were not created by God to be dirty, dirty sharmutas, okay? Going out there, selling yourself, sleeping around with multiple men, very, very few women are built to be whores, okay? The rest of them, they just go through the motions, they become lifeless, they have that thousand mile cock stare in their eyes, you know. Women are just not built to be dirty, dirty, dirty sharmutas, guys, okay? Contrary to what women telling you about being strong and independent and sexual liberation and all that bullshit, man, the reality of the matter is, guys, women were never ever created by the Creator to prostitute themselves. That's the reality of the matter, man. So even though these women are making, you know, $200-$250 a night, they're probably making more money than you and me, in all honesty, even though they're in a third world poverty-stricken country. Nevertheless, guys, you have to keep in mind is that, look at them, that's a prostitute right there. The one in green, that's a prostitute. She's either acting busy or she's getting hit up by a client. She's probably going to a client's place, you know. A lot of these girls, man, they exchange phone numbers with multiple guys and then they go home to the highest bidder, you know. If you think about it, it's a really, really a sad and pathetic life. Even though they're making, you know, $200-$250 a day, you know, you guys see them. They're not happy people. Look in front of us, man. They're not happy people, you know. Yeah, the one in purple right there reminds me of my ex. So like I mentioned, guys, the women that don't sell their pussy in the clubs, they come out here and they hope for a simp to approach them. You know, guys, the reason why women are so miserable and upset, it's because they sleep around a lot, man. You know, sleeping around with random dudes, I know it sounds fun because it's variety and shit like that, but the reality of the matter is, man, these women are not supposed to be out there sleeping around with men, especially when any man, you know, can buy their pussy for the night. It's like, come on, man, you know. The thing about prostitution, guys, is that prostitution bypasses everything the patriarchy put in place to keep women sane. You guys have to remember, the point of the patriarchy, guys, was to keep women from going full satanic. That was the whole point of patriarchy. So women don't go out there and end up becoming what they are today: miserable, pathetic, irredeemable, quite frankly. That's probably a prostitute right there, working on a street all by herself, you know, probably waiting for some of these guys to come out, you know. That's what she's doing. She's waiting for this club to let out. So, what I wanted to tell you guys is that the patriarchy was put in place so women don't sleep around. And also at the same time, you know, men have to go out, slay the dragon, make millions of dollars, have multiple homes all over the world, have, you know, two luxury cars in the garage, a PhD from Harvard, just to talk to a woman, okay? Today, because the patriarchy is gone, a guy can go up to the hottest woman on the block here and be like, hey, here's a $300. Guess what? You know? I mean, it's really, really sad if you guys think about it. You know, a woman went from being someone who is dignified, someone who's literally given the world at her, at the bottom of her feet, and now they just stand at the street corner waiting for pretty much some, ugh. You know, look at this guy over here. Look at this guy. Hola, how you doing? I'm doing very well, very well. Yeah, look at that guy. I bet he's gonna go there and probably gonna buy some pussy. You know, imagine, you know, old, fat, ugly, bald guys, you know, buying pussy. Do you think the woman likes having a guy like that get on top of her? Absolutely not, man. You know, the whole point of the patriarchy was from keeping women going mentally ill like that, you know. I said it before and I said it again. Women are Satan's little helper. That's what women are, okay? Women inherently have a bias toward Satanism. If you leave a woman up to her devices, she will worship Satan. Now, worshiping Satan for a woman, you know, she likes it in the beginning. You know, these women love going out. They love making money. They love sleeping with multiple guys. But eventually, it gets to them, guys. Eventually, a woman says she actually, in a way, regrets what she does, because a woman who's a prostitute like this, she knows that she has deep down, I don't care what these so-called strong and independent women say, guys. You know, there goes another cop car, you know. You have police and Marines going up and down these tourist areas. Sometimes it's like machine guns and military and Marines. So, you know, they're pretty nice, you know. They don't give us trouble. So, going back to what I was telling you guys about these prostitutes is that in the beginning, you know, the amount of money they're making, in the beginning, the number of guys they sleep with, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe this. But eventually, guys, eventually they end up, I don't know if women can actually have regret. You know, women are like a wounded animal, you know. A wounded animal, it's wounded, it knows it cannot heal itself, right? You know, what happens when an animal is wounded? It, like, goes somewhere in deep in the woods and it, you know, hopes to die, right? Well, these women out there who end up sleeping around, you know, instead of going into the woods and dying, which would be the honorable thing to do, they end up destroying the lives of good men. You know, that's what the axe wanted to do to me, but, you know, thankfully, because of Red Pill, MGTOW, you know, I knew that she saw me as a Beta Box Deluxe, and I, you know, I told you guys, within a month, man, I hopped on a plane, came back to America, and served her divorce papers. So, you guys out there, you need to understand, man, you cannot redeem modern woman, okay? Let me say that one more time. You cannot redeem the modern woman, okay? Even if she's not a flat-out prostitute getting paid for sex, you know, the fact that she gets drunk, you know, she sleeps with random guys off of Tinder, you know, that's pretty much as bad as well. So, you know, just like an animal that's wounded, knows that it doesn't have much to survive, that it's soon gonna die. These women out there who are dirty, dirty sharmutas, man, they know that they can never ever have a healthy, normal relationship, okay? And even if they surprisingly get to be in a position where they do have a normal and healthy relationship, they know eventually that their whole tendencies are gonna come out and the guy is going to leave them. My ex, you know, she started showing whole tendencies right after I literally signed the marriage certificate in Egypt, and that same night, man, she showed whole tendencies. She was like, oh, I want to go to Dubai. I want to fly first class. I want a Chanel Gucci bag. Shit like that, you know. That's what these women do because, see, when a woman becomes a dirty, dirty sharmuta, she usually uses worldly gains and pleasures as a way to mask her pain. You see, guys, I told you before, women do not have a soul. Let me say that one more time. Damn, that prostitute has a nice ass on her. Can you guys see her? You can get her, guys, for $250, you know? Any of you incels out there, $250, that girl in white right in front of us, she'll go home with you for the night, okay? So, going back to what I was telling you, women do not have a soul. Therefore, women cannot repent. Therefore, a woman has no redemption. So once a woman becomes a dirty, dirty sharmuta, it's a GG. It's good game. Game over. That's it. She is trash. Just like an animal that gets wounded, that's it. Game over. It's gonna die sooner than later. A dirty, dirty sharmuta, it's GG for her in the hereafter. That's it. Once a woman becomes a dirty, dirty sharmuta, she's going to Jahannam. She's going to the hellfire. Now, unfortunately, again, she doesn't do the honorable thing and go die in the woods. Look at this guy. Yeah, look at him. Oh, he's like, how much, baby? Uh-huh. Not bad, nice ass. So, you guys out there watching this, I know a lot of you guys out there, you feel bad and you say to yourself, oh, look, women have so many options. They can do this, they can do that, they're so happy. Guys, it's all fake. You know, all these women you see walking around, happy, smiling, acting like they're enjoying life. The reality of the matter is they're literally dead on the inside. Even a Family Guy made a joke about prostitutes, saying that prostitutes are dead on the inside, which is true, man. Prostitutes really are dead on the inside. So, what do you do in this type of world where most women are pretty much dirty, dirty sharmutas, guys? You know, you guys out there who want families, a good woman who's gonna love you, you guys out there, you gotta take that out of your mind, okay? Very, very few women in 2022 are decent, you know? The Gen Z woman and the Zoomers or whatever they're called, they're gone, man. Zoomer women are totally Satan-worshipping zombies. That's what Gen Z women are, man. They have no beneficial qualities to them. So, you know, over the next years, as the economy gets worse and worse, you guys have to understand, Right now, everybody's traveling. Corona's over. Yay, travel. What they fail to understand is, in a couple of months, the Western economies are gonna tank like nobody's business. And a lot of these women, man, they're gonna start selling themselves, man. Like Red Pill Mary said, you know, a lot of women are gonna start cutting back alley deals, you know. So keep that in mind, guys. You guys can bypass the whole marriage, PhD, $1 million house in the Hamptons if you have, you know, $50 in your pocket. Yeah, I know the woman here costs $250, but in America, guys, I know guys in America who are younger than me, and they're telling me that Gen Z woman, they're selling their vajayjay for $50. So there you go, guys. Things have not officially, you know, the ride hasn't even started yet when it comes to the bad things. And women are already, they're already selling themselves. So imagine when we have $10 a gallon gas, and then we have a, you know, then chicken costs, you know, $7-$8 a pound of chicken. You just wait until that happens, guys. You're gonna have a lot of these women out there, man. They're gonna be selling themselves, making back alley deals, man. OnlyFans can only support X amount of women. And the thing is, guys, you have to understand, man. Why pay $20 a month for a woman's OnlyFans when you can, for an extra $20, $30, you can get the real thing? You know, that's what's happening, you know. A friend of mine, I told you, you know, a friend of mine who's telling me that Gen Z women are making back alley deals for $50, he's telling me all these girls are trying to get their OnlyFans account going, and until they make it big on OnlyFans, you know, they're selling themselves on Snapchat, man. You know, this guy is younger than me by 10 years, and he showed me his Snapchat. Personally, Snapchat does not exist in my world, so he was showing it to me, and I was astounded at the number of women on Snapchat who are showing their vagina, they're sucking some guy's cock right there on Snapchat. You know, they're talking about their OnlyFans. And then they would say, you know, if you have $50 or marijuana, or you can get them alcohol because they're underage, they'll fuck you, man. Dude, I'm telling you guys, a lot of these women out there, man, they have no idea how bad things are gonna get. You know, Islam tells us, when things get really bad, there will be 50 women to be led by a man. A lot of these guys out there, man, when the economy hits when the economy goes tits up, a lot of these guys out there, man, they themselves have no idea. They have no idea what's going on. So, of course, a lot of guys out there, they're also gonna lose their shit as well, you know. As MGTOW men, as people who are a little bit more conscious and probably a little bit more higher IQ than the typical idiot normie, we should start hedging our bets in the most favorable outcome for us. Which again, guys, I've said it before and I've said it again, you know, get your money right, get the F out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. That's what I've been telling you guys for the past couple of months. And now, we need to start working on that plan, guys. You've seen it with your own two eyes, okay? You've seen the prostitutes selling themselves on the corner. And you guys have to remember, this is a Sunday, you know? 2 days ago when I was out here on a Friday, man, you know, today we saw like 5 or 6 prostitutes. Last time there was like 25 or 30 prostitutes selling themselves. On a Friday night, you know, obviously a Sunday night, people are working tomorrow, so not a lot of people are out tonight up for obvious reasons. But you guys seen it with your own eyes. Women are selling themselves. And these prostitutes, you know, let's keep it 100. They were hot, you know? So the hotter the woman is, the more inclined she is toward prostitution. So a lot of us out there, we want hot women, but the thing is, hot women know they're hot, and because they know they're hot, they're gonna get into the prostitution industry because, hey, you know what, I might make $250 today, I may not make anything tomorrow or the day after, but you know what, every couple of days I make $250, that's enough to pay for my rent, that's enough to pay for my food, that's enough to pay for a lot of other things. So a lot of these women out there, guys, they're gonna go down the route of prostitution. And if that means they have to make a back alley deal for $50 on a night that, you know, nobody paid $250 for them, guess what? It's gonna happen. So you guys out there need to start putting things in your mind that sleeping around is really not, you know, indiscriminately sleeping around is really not good for you. It's not good for the woman. Yeah, I know as men we can sleep around and it doesn't affect us emotionally as it does women. But in a spiritual sense, man, sleeping around indiscriminately with, you know, women left and right, you know, that's not good for a man. You know, that's not healthy for a man. You know, I once had a guy, right, when I was driving cab back in LA, man, he was a working actor in Hollywood. You know, he wasn't something big, he was a working actor. And he'd tell me, man, he'd go, I was actually taking him to a club in Hollywood, and he told me, man, he sleeps around a lot. And he tells me, man, don't do what I do, man, don't sleep around like I do. I'm addicted to it. It's like my cocaine, sleeping around with a different woman, man. But don't do it, man, it's not good for you. And you know, again, guys, sleeping around really isn't good for anybody, and especially sleeping around with random women like that. You know, a lot of times when I go into these comment boards and these chat places where where people go quote unquote whoremongering, where they sleep around indiscriminately with women, you know, they always have some regret. You know, they always say, man, I wish I hadn't slept with that woman. So the bottom line here that I wanted to tell you guys, you know, these dirty, dirty sharmutas out there, they're not happy, you know. They're making money, they're hot, they're just not happy because the creator simply did not create women to be dirty, dirty sharmutas sleeping around with multiple men. That's not how women were created. And quite frankly, it's really the same thing with men. You just can't go out there willy-nilly sleep around with any woman, one night stands. You know, I would much rather have an emotional connection with a woman than go out there and, you know, indiscriminately sleep around. You know, you guys saw these girls behind us. You know, I got $200 in my pocket. I could have bought one of them, took them home, you know. You know, those women, you know, those prostitutes we saw, let's be honest, you know, they're like 8s and 9s, you know. A lot of the prostitutes here in Mexico, especially in a place like this, a lot of these prostitutes, you know, they're Colombiana, you know. Colombian women are the hottest women in the world. So you guys seen it with your own eyes. You saw how beautiful those women were, right? For $200, I could have taken one of them home with me, you know, for 1 hour, right? But I don't. Why? Because, again, I cannot stress this enough, you know. I know the PUAs out there, they make it seem like, oh, sleeping around with multiple women, it's really a way to, give you confidence and elevate your self-esteem. But the reality of the matter is, it's really not all that, it's really not all that good for you to indiscriminately sleep around with multiple women and multiple women to sleep around with multiple men. You know, it's not that we were not created like that, guys. We were not created to be whoremongers and sleeping around like animals. In fact, God in the Quran tells us we are to be not like animals and follow our carnal desires. So that's what I wanted you guys out there to really know. I mean, if any of you guys out there are incels, you know, you never got your pee-pee touched, you know, just come to Playa del Carmen. A round trip ticket from Lauderdale is like under $200. Fly into Cancun, hop on an ADU bus from Cancun Airport. It'll take you pretty much right down here for like a couple of dollars. You know, come here on, pretty much come here on any night. And just like you saw these prostitutes, these working girls out there, you know, just come in. Hey, how you doing? How much for the, how much? Oh, $200, $250? Okay, let's go, you know. And you guys don't have to worry about a pimp following you around or anything like that, because prostitution here is legal. So, yeah, guys, if any of you guys want to get your pee-pee touched, just come to Playa del Carmen, man. Yeah, sure, 200, you know, a lot of people are telling me, Omar, for Latinas, 250 is a lot. And quite frankly, 250 I think is a lot for any woman, to be honest with you, especially when women in Eastern Europe are going for $100. But, you know, you saw the woman right there, man. You know, they were hot, you know, Playa del Carmen, Cancun, it's cheap to come in here. So hey, you know, if you're gonna come here for 3 or 4 days before you go back to America and you get to see a prostitute for $250, you know, think about it. You know, your ticket is $200. I mean think about it, guys. I mean, think about it. Let's say you saved up $1,000, right? You saved up $1,000, okay? If you saved up $1,000, let's say your plane ticket is going to cost you $300 round trip, you know, again, from Lauderdale or Miami to here, not even $200, but let's say your trip is going to cost you $300 plane ticket, you know, you guys can get yourself a decent Airbnb here for a week for maybe $300, or, yeah, so let's say $600, and you can get yourself a woman for, you know, you can pretty much, I mean, think about it. I mean, let's say you guys wanted to sleep around with multiple women in one day. You can do that, you know. These girls, you know, they're out there since freaking, you know, 10, 11 o'clock. So imagine you take one girl, bring her back to your Airbnb. You can have sex with, like, three women and fly back to America, you know, the next day. You know, imagine landing here in the morning. You come down here, you rent yourself a nice Airbnb in this area within walking distance for one night, and you sleep around with three women, you know, $200 each. You know, for $1,000, guys, round trip, Airbnb, and even some spending money for food and shit like that, you can pretty much sleep with hot young Colombians who we just saw around the corner a couple of minutes ago. So, you know, if you want to get your pee-pee touch, you know, that's not a bad idea. But again, like I said, guys, sleeping around indiscriminately, that's not my thing, and that's not what, you know, the Almighty created us for. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, and we have Shaniqua. Oh yeah, there we go. Shaniqua, Shanini, Tiandra, Yolanda, oh yeah, oh yeah, they're here, guys. But hey, at least they're not here in quantity. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.